Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, what are you doing this weekend? I got to say this. The inaugural Real Deal Championship Boxing event, Saturday, June 24th. Derek Rossi, Carlos Negron, Enrique Collazo, Stephen Martinez, Peter Dobson, Jeremy Nichols. Freedom Hall. Doors open at 6 p.m. Boxing at its finest. I don't want to hear it. If you're not out there, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me how you're a boxing enthusiast and you're not there Saturday. There may be one other event that you could be at, but if you're not at one of these two events on Saturday, boy, I don't want to hear your boxing expertise. If you're in the city of Louisville and you don't go to Freedom Hall or a charity all-star game on Saturday, I don't want to hear it. But that's coming up. The Evander Holyfield Real Deal Inaugural Championship Boxing event is coming Saturday. You know what, too? People, I'm in here. We're getting excited about basketball talk. Do you hear me wax poetically about De'Aaron Fox stalking Lonzo Ball for the rest of his career? I mean, there's going to be a lot of those. There's going to be a lot of those. I'm getting so fired up. You know what I had to do? I had to turn on our Mitsubishi ductless mini split because it was getting hot in the studio. The unit that regulates my studio, the other studios, and everything, all my heating and cooling needs, and I do say my heating and cooling needs, go to DFH Company. It'll get your sunroom cool. It'll get your basement warm. It's summer. And listen, this is Louisville. This weather's unpredictable. That's why DFH, a family-owned business, by the way, dominates this market because we're all finicky. We are all finicky about our temperature. 2 degrees too cold, and we're bringing in 3 blankets and 2 degrees too hot. We're stripping and open windows and open doors, and we're yelling at our partners, and we're arguing in office. That's the real deal. If you get something, you have to get air-conditioned heating units. You know, this is not the 60s. You ain't doing Freon-filled window units. You call dfhcompany.com, or you go to dfhcompany.com, or you call a DFH company. They will get you together. Your place will get adjusted very, very quick. And that wasn't just an advertisement. That was real, like the real deal. Championship boxing event. Oh, I'm getting good at my job, but people, something else happened in the draft. Something that I was supposed to talk about from the beginning, before I even went into my Donovan Mitchell exciting rant thing, something else happened in the draft. But. Oh, I had to take a deep breath. People, you know where we thought Donovan Mitchell was going to go?
Pistons.
Almost.
Knicks.
We thought Donovan Mitchell was going to go number 8 to the Knicks. Now, people, you know how much invested interest I had in this draft and Donovan Mitchell moving up the boards. I had Terry Rozier personally take credit yesterday for the reputation of the workout warriors that come out of the University of Louisville. Terry Rozier said, no, man, seriously. I really do think I put it out there for the University of Louisville that you need to get these guards in here because we're a problem. He said it. I may have baited him into saying it, but he said it. You ever notice how
He still said it.
Guys start off real humble on my show, and by the end of the show, they're like, you know what, Maven? This is what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what happened yesterday. Donovan Mitchell gets in those workouts and he dominates. People, we thought Donovan Mitchell was going to go number 8 to the Knicks. But something happened. Something happened that you hear me talk about all the time. Something happened at that New York Knicks pick number 8. Adam Silver came out onto that stage and said, with the eighth pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the New York Knicks select Frank Ntilikina. Right?
Ntilikina. Whatever it is. Something like that.
Ntilikina. Right?
Yeah.
Frank whatever. Frank Nitty out of Cholet, France.
Cal even referred to him as the French dude.
The French dude.
You know that French guy that went.
Vive la France. The French dude. People, I looked at that TV, and trust me, I know everything about all these players. I don't like to brag about it, but I know what I'm looking at. Man, I had no idea about the French dude. I saw the highlights. Excuse me, the lowlights. I said, you better be kidding me. Is this kid paying the New York Knicks? Or is the New York Knicks going to pay this kid? Are you kidding me? Did you get a role player on a French team? Did New York Knicks just trade or has been in trade discussions with your boy? What's his name? I can't think of his name. I'm just blanking because I'm lost on Frank right now.
No. Who are we talking about?
The unicorn.
Oh, Kristaps Porzingis.
Thank you. Kristaps Porzingis. You're talking about trading a 7'3" wingman for a 18-year-old off the bench role player out of France. That kid can barely dunk. He sucks. Like, I'm sorry, people. This guy's garbage. You know who went after this guy? Dennis Smith. And I don't want to hate on your point. I thought Dennis Smith was somebody I wouldn't pick up on my team. You don't win. Markelle Fultz, people. Markelle Fultz, the number one pick. If you don't start a law right now that if you don't win double-digit games on your college team, like, forget about age limits. If you win 9 games on a basketball team in college, you're not allowed to declare for the draft. Nobody on a team that wins 9 games is allowed to declare themselves eligible for the NBA draft. Zach Collins of Gonzaga, Malik Monk, Luke Kennard, all went behind Frank Nitty of the Knicks. This is a joke. I don't even want to read down the list of players that went by. I can't tell you how many people I would have taken over this kid. And true enough, I don't need a lot of time. You ever been in the gym and that guy comes in and he shoots one layup and you say, oh, he sucks, right? That's what we got. Do I need? Can I go to this phone line right now or do I need to wait? This is an important call. Somebody named Steve, thanks for joining me on Midday with Marcus Maben. What's on your mind?
Marcus Maben, I just wanted to call. I heard you were talking about the draft and I had some huge news, breaking news that I needed to break on the show, since you gave me the day off. I'm out searching for shoes.
Oh, no.
Steve Rummage has been added to the Celebrity All-Star Game tomorrow.
Oh, no.
It's official. Oh. I signed the papers. Tim Barnett taking care of me. It's going to be a big game. So, going to go drop a few $100 on a wardrobe tonight.
Steve, you see what I'm saying? People, did you hear what just happened? Steve Rummage makes fun of people who say, let's go shoot some hoops or let's go score some hoops, right? Steve Rummage just said on Midday with Marcus Maben, a basketball wardrobe. You can't play on my team if you call it a basketball wardrobe, Steve. You can't spend a couple of $100 on a basketball wardrobe and tell everybody about it.
No, I'm going out. I'm looking for some kicks, some good stuff, man. I'm expecting game tomorrow. So I just wanted to get that out.
No, Steve.
This is the biggest news of the day.
In all seriousness, congratulations for being added. That is a mark, a score, a bucket for the 93.9. You know, midday with Marcus Maben team, right?
Right.
So give me some.
I agree with this, and you know, I'm thinking, looking down the roster, I should be the third, maybe fourth option behind Montrezl Harrell. I think he's going to be one, going to be on the team. I don't know. You know, I think I'm number three. So it should be, you know, I should drop a cool 12, 14 tomorrow. It should be an exciting thing.
Steve Rummage, 12 to 14, is that the ceiling, the roof, or the floor?
That's the roof. That's the roof. That, you know, it could be a touch lower. Depends on if my teammates want to give me the ball. I've played with a few of my teammates before, and they tend to hog it a little bit. So I'm gonna try to get the ball, try to knock down a few jumpers, get going early, man.
Steve,
it's an exciting thing. Your coach, Denny Crum. Denny Crum better draw some plays up for me. Coach Crum, draw some plays up tonight.
How about
Steve Rummage?
How about this, Steve? I double dog dare you not to use the backboard on any jump shot you shoot.
I double dare you right now. I don't use the backboard.
Oh, you don't play. Now, people, tomorrow when you're or Monday or whenever you're asking Rummage about his lack of playing time, I'm gonna listen to him acknowledge that he didn't use the backboard. Do it.
That's very possible. But I'm excited for it. And in all seriousness, it's a great event for Nick Rodman, for the fallen officer. Really looking forward to it. It's going to be a good time. So get out there tomorrow night, man.
Absolutely, absolutely. Steve, I'll be calling you in break, man. Get out of here. Don't spend too much money or I'm telling your wife.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, later. That was the impromptu call by our man, Steve Rummage. You see what happens, people? You see, did you hear the excitement in his voice? He's going to be that guy. Listen, everybody knows that guy. That guy who doesn't say, hey, man, you know this is an exhibition, right? Not to Steve. Steve's going to see this. Steve's going to be that guy that thinks the NBA scouts are in town right now, and this is his missed opportunity. This is Steve. I should have played basketball instead of football, who's about to go out there right now. That's the kind of trouble we're in. Support the event for sure. But people, before we took that Omaha, I was talking about Frank Nitti. Now, when people talk about what's wrong, you know how I made fun of Adam Silver. I made fun of Kentucky and Calipari because we all knew that Silver was talking squarely about the Kentucky one and done, you know, theory when he said, you know, this is not working. This is not working for the basketball. Guys are coming in, you know, big names, way underdeveloped. I mean, it was funny. It was true. It was Kentucky centered, right? But this is the one place where I will say, listen, if you're going to be drafting, if you are going to draft an 18-year-old role player out of France at pick number 8 to the Knicks over, and like I said, I'll just not be a hater right now, over Malik Monk, then that's the part of the system that's broke. Not the college. The college entry to the NBA, not the NCAA making all this money off the kids. Like, I won't play any of those games until you fix the idea that you can go get an 18-year-old, never proven anything on a level where we have a comparison, and put him on the Knicks and take up a roster spot that should have went to Donovan Mitchell. Donovan Mitchell was the first example. But wait, people, wait till you see them on the floor together. That's if you even see Frank Nitti on the floor. You won't see him. The Knicks are going to run Phil Jackson so fast, it'll make your head spin. That is absolutely on deck. But people, just to clean up a little bit of the NBA subjects, oh, well, got a little housekeeping. Let me get to these phone lines. Billy, thanks for joining me on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, Marcus?
Chilling.
Hey, I got. You know, I think Donovan's going to fit well with Utah, man. I really think that that was a good spot for him to go. What do you think?
No, it was a perfect spot.
I know. The other thing is, this Terrence Ferguson guy, when I was seeing where he was from or what school he was, it said United States. Do we know anything about that guy?
Australia, by way of Australia.
Okay.
He ends up, you know, circumventing the rules, kind of like our Hamadou Diallo, but he went straight to the league. Hamadou Diallo. I'm still convinced, and I appreciate the call, Billy. Hamadou Diallo, that's probably going to be, he's going to feel like Marcus Maben one day and just be like, man, I should have just left. I should have just took a shot while you're still young, while people don't have enough time to say something's wrong with you because you're staying in school. Ferguson had to make that jump. The Frank Nitti guy, people, that's going to be a joke. That's going to be one of my biggest I told you so's for the next however long. Now I'm curious. I am totally curious right now. People, what's going on right now? I'm watching construction in the studio. We got new computers because, you know, Midday with Marcus Maben is generating so much revenue that my man Steve Rummage can be out there dropping hundreds of dollars on an outfit for his All-Star game, and computers are being replaced in the middle of a show, and your boy Maben was on E yesterday. Almost ran out of gas on the street. But people, I made the point that things like that are what's wrong. You know, that's a personal thing with me. You know, I always take my personal attacks with the unproven potential guy, because that means what you do in college doesn't even matter. And while I'm on my soapbox, you know what? You know one story you didn't hear about? We talked about it a little bit. Tatum going to Boston. Thought it was a good pick. The very next pick after Tatum was Josh Jackson. Josh Jackson from Kansas. I'm kind of all over the board right here, but here's the thing. This morning, I was, you know, I took a message, and the message was about, you know, guys being, you know, their backgrounds following. I didn't hear anything about Josh Jackson's arrests and backgrounds and trouble and character issues and character flaws. And I didn't know how to feel about that. I didn't know if I was going to be the guy who says, why are you talking about all the bad things that happened with these other players? And I seem that every time I turn on TV, I hear something crazy. It was just an extra added note that I didn't hear people. Let me get back to something positive. The most positive part about my evening, the thing I could not wait to come in here and talk about, was this situation right here. Donovan Mitchell doing his thing. Wait a minute. I guess we can't play Donovan Mitchell doing his thing.
I love that organization. They're my first workout. Love everything about them. I'm excited. I'm sorry. I'm lost for words, man.
That's all right. It is a proposed trade, and I want to ask you a little bit the emotions right now, because I saw you at the table with your hands clasped and your head down. What was going through your mind as Adam Silver got ready to make that announcement?
I told my agent when the process started not to tell me who I was getting picked to.
See, now something right there. How exciting was that? I told my agent, don't even tell me where I'm going. Are you the person that can do that? Can you tell your agent, don't even tell me, just wait and let me find out through the announcement? How much fun is that? How much absolute? Now, that's a guy who is totally enjoying the moment. You listen to this guy, and you tell me he's not just enjoying.
Is he not headed to the Denver Nuggets?
Yeah, our old friend David Aldridge reporting that Donovan Mitchell and number 13 on their way to Utah for Trey Lyles and the number 24 pick.
I think that's the second time in like four drafts we've told somebody they've been sent to the Utah Jazz.
So give me that hat.
That's a collector's item on your head, Donovan.
Yes.
Are you aware of
yes,
the machinations?
I just actually saw it on the TV when I sat down. This is incredible.
I mean, they gave Golden State a little tussle, even though they got swept out of the playoffs. Your thoughts on headed to Salt Lake City?
So, well, like you said, the way they play Golden State just shows what type of team they are. Tough, hard-nosed, gritty. Love the city. Love the atmosphere. Man, I'm so excited to play.
He sounded genuine right there, people. I love the city. I love the atmosphere. They were tough and gritty. Do you realize that Donovan Mitchell is going to be in the Chic Rookie versus Sophomores All-Star game? Don't y'all know that? I mean, I guess since he is lottery, he's supposed to. People, listen to what I'm saying right now. Donovan Mitchell, you can cheer for the Utah Jazz. That can be your adopted team because he'll be playing as a rookie first team. I won't say first team or second. I'm not going to say first team or second team, but one of them. Donovan Mitchell is going to be in the rookie All-Star game at the mid-break of the NBA. How much fun is this going to be to see him keep moving along?
I saw him there, and I almost cried. And I never cry in situations like this, but I'm really excited. I'm thankful to be part of the Jazz organization.
Donovan, all I'm going to say is congratulations, and I got a layout for your neighbor from the Commonwealth of Kentucky.
Listen, I'll embarrass him, but he knows this. I've been doing games now for 20 years. I'm not sure I've enjoyed and admired a guy more than this guy.
Thank you.
He has got a head on his shoulders and an attitude from the time. Remember, first time I...
A head on his shoulders and attitude. People who are meeting Donovan Mitchell right now. Well, I told you yesterday, I said his interview and presentation will be the best. And you know what you saw? You saw Donovan Mitchell being coupled as a great... People, the reason I say national perception, Donovan Mitchell just put on for his city. He just put on a Chamber of Commerce advertisement. Now you put that Donovan Mitchell in front of your NCAA BS. Do that now, but make sure you hear a little bit of Donovan Mitchell and people's response to Donovan Mitchell.
Talked to him, he'd come to Louisville to play in the Derby Classic. He was still a high school kid. And I called Rick, and I said, you got a special one there. But your freshman year, while not bad, how about that from that year to being the 13th player?
And that was Donovan. I mean, that was Donovan Mitchell and Bob Valvano, by the way. It took me a second to recognize Mr. V over there. Sorry.
I listened to Bobby V on the draft after the baseball game.
Of course you did.
Did a really good job.
This is the ESPN Louisville circuit. Let's get a little more of this.
Speaking in the draft, you got to be really gratified.
I tell everybody, man, when I came into college, I expected to be there for 4 years. And even a few months ago, I didn't even think I was going to be in this spot. I heard second round was the only thing I heard coming out. And I'm here, you know, and I'm here. And this is only the beginning. You know, there's a lot more work to be done. Playoff caliber team, it means you got to be ready to step up right away, and I'm ready, looking forward to the challenge.
You know, they need point guard and shooting guard play, and we talked about this. He played mostly off the ball at Louisville, but when the point guard got hurt, he filled in at the point, and you know Coach P thinks that may be your position in the NBA, you'd be comfortable doing that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I definitely would. He hasn't stopped convincing me. He's the one that convinced me that I was a point guard. He said, that's your natural position. Go out there and let me play with confidence, and I really took it from there and just played my game. And just the first practice I had, I went and tried to get 15 assists, and I would play terribly. He said, just go out there and just play your game, and then let everything else take care of itself. And that's what I did, and everything else shows for itself.
You guys might not know, his dad is an executive with the Mets and had a brief cup of coffee in the major leagues.
How much did
that help you?
Just getting to know the players and getting to know how to be professional, getting into a routine, you know, before games, getting a certain amount of shops up, getting there on time, getting the actual work in. That's what you really notice in those type of situations, and being around that definitely helps.
Donovan Mitchell with us. So go ahead, Mark.
You just lived an experience that none of us here certainly will. Not just being up there and getting picked in the first round, but they put a hat on your head on one team, and then you find out you're being sent to another team. Walk us through, if you can, what that 2-3 minutes was like.
I'm just blessed to have this opportunity. You know, some people, you know, may not want to be in certain situations. They'll get picked to one team, gets traded. You know, this is an opportunity, and you got to be able to seize it. I'm a hard worker, always been under the radar. Want to stay that way, and just want to go up there and hopefully sneak up on some people and just show them what I can do. Just have confidence in my game.
Donovan, it's a great story.
Under the radar, always been under the radar. I just want to sneak up on people and let it happen. People, that is going to be the representation of the University of Louisville very, very, very for a very long time.
And we saw Chris Paul earlier today. Mm-hmm. You worked out with he and Paul George after their playoffs ended. How important was that? Well, hang on a sec, because the commissioner's going to have the Miami pick. I want to finish up that question, Donovan. Here comes the 14th pick.
With the 14th pick in the 2017 NBA draft, the Miami Heat select Bam Adebayo from the University of Kentucky.
Irony much, Mr. Everybody one and done. Everybody's going. You're going behind Donovan Mitchell? That feels really, really. I'm sorry, people. That felt great. That just felt absolutely great. Give me my victories. Give me my victories in any shape, form, or fashion. Donovan Mitchell's being up there interviewed. I think my man Rummage was a little agitated by that. He didn't want to see that lottery number go to Bam Adebayo. That was funny.
I like Donovan Mitchell out in Utah. I thought personally he was going to go to the Pistons, and I still think that he's better than Luke Kennard.
And it's okay, people. Today I told you I was going to take off the glasses for a second or two. I like Fox. I like Monk. And I really like Bam Adebayo. Like, come on now. Let's
Fox
be that
the
today.
Most, though, for sure. I mean, obviously.
And only because
clearly.
We busted him that I'm definitely okay with him.
Yeah, I would have taken Fox over Ball.
You come here, get busted by Louisville, go to the league. We got no beef here.
So the third Kentucky freshman, Bam Adebayo, 6'10 forward, headed to the Miami Heat with the number 14 pick, the last of the lottery. And Portland on the clock at 15, but this pick will be owned by Sacramento, which traded earlier as part of the Zach Collins deal. So that final thought, Donovan Mitchell is drafted by Denver, but is going to go to Utah in a trade. You worked out with CP3 and also with Paul George right after their season's end. And I know you felt you did pretty good. Was that almost the impetus to say, I think I can hang here?
I really thank them and my mom. Those two really talked to me and said, look, they really said, what are you thinking about? What's the thought process of wanting to go back to school? They felt I was ready to defend and play offensively at this level. And it was all about getting that confidence in yourself. And when you hear two all-stars and possible and potential future Hall of Famers telling you you're ready,
oh, sure, I told decision. You that. But they told you that. And all right, fine. I'm not afraid. I know you realize playing for him how much you learned. I think you're going to appreciate it even more. Rick does an incredible job, Rick Pitino.
Yes, he does.
Preparing guys to make this transition you're about to make next year.
Yes,
you just
does.
Keep working and listening. You're going to do extremely well.
I definitely will. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
Play for Quinn Snyder in the 51-win Utah Jazz. Congratulations. Donovan Mitchell, Louisville guard, headed, picked by Denver, headed to Utah. And, you know, we didn't get a chance to really talk about it before the selection. Bob and PJ, you did Louisville games all season long. I did a handful of Louisville games, and you had told me to keep an eye on this kid who just rocketed up the charts with athleticism. You could hear in the answers to the questions, very smart kid, and you know, with a father also who's been kind of in the business, has him on the right track.
But PJ said this in our production meeting today. You know, you obviously want talent. If you don't have talent, you're not taking a guy. But just the way he answers questions like that, if you're a team, if you're making a choice, you're saying, give me that guy, because he'll work his brains out. He gets it. He wants to get better. He says all the right things. You see how grateful he is that he's in the lottery. It's a good story. It really is.
Would you say it's fair to say that he was pushed a little bit at practice and at games in his college
career?
You know,
you brought it up. What is Rick preparing for? He prepares him to guard, at least. He'll go in the NBA, and he's not going to take the possession off guarding somebody, and that's a big deal right out of the chute.
Great moment. Great interview. Great to have a fountain of knowledge out of Coach Valvano, Pops Valvano, whatever I can call him. You know, my co-worker, Valvano. It was just a good situation. And I got to say this, too. People, I felt guilty because I was back and forth channel surfing between the Louisville baseball game and waiting to see Donovan Mitchell. You know what? I wonder how much draft got watched after Donovan Mitchell got drafted here in this city. I wonder how much was consumed. You know, yes, absolutely, absolutely. People. Come on. I got an Omaha moment. This was planned from the beginning of the show. But, you know, people have jobs to do around here. And my man was doing, you know, a bit of his job. I don't have the pen, so you're going to have to.
That'll work, won't it?
Barely. Take a shot at it. Your mic is on, too, so anything.
Omaha, baby.
Yeah, anything that they can. People, when I set up these shows and I have anything, I have to talk about anything NBA, even I need some help and some advice and some recommendations and some points of conversation. Phil Baker, our NBA 93.9 resident expert analyst, has joined me for a few minutes. Phil Baker,
you're making me blush.
No, you listen. Where do you want to start? You participated in an activity yesterday.
Okay.
That I saw the way you were glowing when you came in here. Did it have anything to do with your activity you participated in yesterday, or were you just happy for Donovan Mitchell?
No. I think it was a very good night in regards for this area. Again, Louisville came out top NBA draft market. I don't know if you just saw that. It came out from ESPN.
Oh, it did.
Just came out.
Wait. Repeat that again.
Louisville is the top TV rated viewership for the NBA draft. I think this is like the sixth year in a row.
Goodness gracious. Keep going.
And so here, I'll give you a rundown. Louisville, Charlotte, Indianapolis, Norfolk, Virginia, OKC. So I think it's pretty telling.
That's what we want to do as a program.
Sorry.
No worries.
What did you do yesterday?
We were having a draft party. We were having a draft party down at the Peerless Distillery. A lot of individuals came down there. Some former Louisville greats. Your boy Robbie Valentine, Milt Wagner. The whole crew was down there.
NBA draft party.
Yeah, just seeing. They want to see where the local guys were ending up, but it, again, very telling to see the top market again without a professional team. So, and when the College World Series was going on as well. So I know the College World Series beat it out, but after the draft party, we went to a local establishment.
Right.
And it was system overload. I didn't know what was going on. It was, people were cheering. I was like, ah, what happened to the Louisville game? And then I'm like, ah, Donovan Mitchell's drafted. So it was a cool night.
So you didn't have to go back and forth like I did. Like, I had to have it on a 90-second count, like, okay, the next draft, you know, the next pick should be up right now. Let me go jump back to the draft from the baseball game. Did you just consume it on multiple TVs?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to, we had a nice setup.
Okay, let's get back to the NBA draft. What was your first impression? Let's just start Donovan Mitchell. When you saw Donovan Mitchell finally go, were you as disgusted as I am when you heard the French pick of Frank Nitti?
You roll the dice. It was the same thing with, like, Porzingis, and they look at him ball out.
Porzingis is 7'3" wingman.
I know. But
that kid was a 6'4" guard. How you're running out of 6'4" guards
Trust
in college
me, you're
that can play?
The choir on that. I saw the Miami Heat pick there, and I'm praying to the basketball gods because I feel like that's one of the biggest hurdles as University of Louisville fans face is they don't get to see their guys play that much. It's like right. Yeah, Terry Rozier was an exception. Like, he came in the playoffs, he balled out. But then
we had a ball watching it.
Exactly. But then you have individuals like, let's go back. Reese Gaines, he had his little stint in Orlando. And then obviously you're fighting for time.
Former teammate, yeah. Reese Gaines.
But you're fighting for time with Tracy McGrady, who's down there. And then you get traded to Milwaukee, which is essentially Yugoslavia. Right. I mean, you know,
might
mean,
as well be.
Yeah. So you just don't get a ton of TV game. What I like about the pick for Utah, they are a playoff team. They upset the Clippers in the playoffs. They have Gordon Hayward. They have a good nucleus there, but the thing it boils down to is TV, and you don't get Salt Lake City. You'll get some of those NBA Friday night games.
Donovan Mitchell makes the rookie All-Star game.
I think it's possible. I mean, it's definitely possible in regards to you have the system is there. Salt Lake is a good system. You're away from. I don't know if you saw Donovan's quote when he worked out for him, but he was talking about, I'm from New York. It's big. It's loud. It's dirty. But Salt Lake City, it's quiet. And it's everyone's healthy here. And it was kind of an interesting thing because everyone wants to go to the...
Donovan.
Well, no, everyone wants to go to, like, be in the spotlight. I mean, right. Think about these guys. Everyone's like, oh, it would be great. He grew up in New York.
Donovan has a little Marcus Maben positivity in him. Doesn't he? Like, I really couldn't see him finding a flaw in any, you know, position that he would have got chosen.
Selfishly, I wish he would have fallen one more pick. Miami Heat, I just think they have such
anywhere but Utah.
I know. And I think that's the prejudice against the NBA around these parts is that, A, you get some guys drafted like Terry, but then you don't get to keep up with them. Francisco Garcia, he had a great...
Sacramento.
Siberia. You know, I mean, that's what it may as well be. I mean, I hate saying Siberia. That. But I know.
You don't think that changes in 2017 with fire sticks and vines?
I think that's what I was going to say. We've talked about this often. It's with the NBA TV, the fire sticks. There's so many different ways and platforms. And now the new contract with the NBA, you have so many opportunities to watch these guys play. I mean, Griff had a great career in Utah. He had a great career. Talking about like one of the top 3-point shooters of all time in the Utah Jazz Hall of Fame. And that's during the like Magic Bird era. Dr. J's got been, you know, during the 80s. If you watch the 30 for 30 with the Lakers,
he should
and
be
Salt
a
Lake.
Legendary shooter, NBA reputation wise.
Salt Lake City.
Oh, no.
Bangladesh. I mean, again, I hate it for him because he had a great career. And that's where I think it's unfortunate for that. But again, you are, to piggyback what you said, it is a different, it's a new age with TV, with digital aspects. You're going to be able to keep up with him. It's Miami is just more of a sexy type of a place to play in terms of you're going to get TNT down there.
I'm going to taint my Donovan Mitchell with your Miami Beach attitude.
So,
let me ask you this. The Donovan Mitchell, the commercial for the University of Louisville that was Donovan Mitchell.
That was pretty cool.
I was going to say, of course I thought so, but that's me being glass half full. Did you feel like when you were watching it, what a great representation for Louisville at the time? Like you couldn't ask for a better guy at a better time to represent the university.
Without a doubt. I mean, you constantly see individuals open up their suit jackets and they have some custom made things, whether it's for their university or family members. So I thought it was really telling just to show how much he cares for this university. And also, if you follow him on Instagram or anything, I know we have some interns here. They're always showing us like, man, Mitchell's watching this U of L baseball game. Like he was in his hotel room in New York watching the U of L baseball games for the College World Series. And that's somebody who is the best billboard that you could have for a university, especially after the last couple weeks.
If you're Donovan Mitchell's agent, do you say easy on the Louisville talk right now?
I don't think so. I think he's a really marketable kid. He's got a good smile. He's charismatic. Everyone said his interviews were fantastic. And I think that's telling. I mean, you get some guys up there that kind of give the robotic answers and everything. Right. He's engaged when he's talking to individuals. And I think that goes a long way in this new league of that. So I think that's cool what Donovan Mitchell was able to do last night, especially after you're constantly seeing, you know, negative bottom line and everything on that. So, you know, I'm not anti-Salt Lake City. I just selfishly want to keep up with him more. I want to see him on the Charles Barkley breaking down. It's like, man, this Donovan Mitchell kid, he's the real deal. And maybe he'll get his opportunity in some playoffs, but the regular season, oh boy.
So
get that fire stick.
I know, that's right. So the draft as an entirety, what did you think about it? I mean,
for Louisville to be,
is that Phil Baker loves the draft? Or that was the draft is marketable as well.
No, I just love the draft. I think Drew says it best. Diener says it's, you know, graduation for college night. And I think we put so much stock and we put so much time and energy keeping up, whether you're Louisville or Kentucky fan, you put so much stock in keeping up with these guys. And, you know, whether or not it's a longer situation, whether, you know, being a 2-and-done in Louisville, being a 4-year guy, being a 1-and-done, you want to keep up with them. I mean, they're the best billboard that you could possibly have for the university. And I think with Donovan Mitchell having the socks, having the Rick Pitino tailored suit with the red, throwing the L's up, and just wish he would have fallen to Miami. That's selfish of me.
Malik Monk, Bam Adebayo, De'Aaron Fox. I mean, we're just local market. Give me your thoughts on those. Because, I went crazy on the idea that you draft Lonzo Ball over Malik Monk. Like, I think if I'm Malik Monk, I dedicate my life to destroying the career that is Lonzo Ball. Because I took you out, I whooped you in front of everybody on the national stage, and anything you get, I'm going to assume that that's my food.
I think that, again, Sacramento, they have quite the resume of
of Kentucky
guys,
teams.
And then it not working out for a while. But
Kentucky?
Yeah, right. And I think Kentucky and fans are kind of starting to pick up with that. But with De'Aaron Fox, I think he's a good player that can kind of, what they're doing at Sacramento, they actually had a pretty good draft. I mean, with him and Buddy Hield, I think that could be a strong backcourt in the coming years. Are they going to beat the Warriors? No, but I think they could be a playoff team in a couple years. Malik Monk, I like the pick. I just think in terms, you have Kemba Walker, you have Dwight Howard there now. Kemba gets a lot of shots down there. I'm curious to see how many shots he can get down there. And
with Malik Monk on the wing.
Right.
Out of all four, who's likely the best rookie? Adding Mitchell to that group.
I think in terms of just the ultimate green light, I think that's going to get the most opportunities for that. You're probably looking at De'Aaron Fox. And I know he's the highest pick, but in terms of the situation, who's going to just like, we're really bad, guys. We're really bad. So you just do you. You're going to ball out.
But Donovan Mitchell on a playoff team?
But So I think in terms of like rookie status on that, you got to remember he had Gordon Hayward and Rudy Gobert, my guy that's supposed to be on the Cavs, right?
Right.
And then you have already the playoff right. team, the number four seed in the playoffs. So it's I'm not saying like just him being implemented and being pushed into the lineup, it's an automatic game changer. But I'm talking in regards to the green light. It's like, hey, De'Aaron Fox probably has the most opportunity to average 16 and 8 assists, right. you know.
Best pick, worst pick of the draft, and I'll get you out of here.
Oh, God. Of the draft, man. That's a really good question.
Let's stay in the top 20.
I like Tatum from Duke.
As your best.
Seems like
that's what the Celtics needed.
Yeah. I would put there or, I mean, God.
So Tatum
that's a good question.
Tatum as your best. I like that one.
Just because to be a contrarian, and I know it's going to bother you. Lonzo Ball, baby. The Ball effect. You like that, don't you?
What do you think about that?
Man.
Did you see it the way it was booed?
Oh,
did you
yeah.
see the way it was received and by you know what? The Lakers fan?
He has built up that brand so that people know who that guy is when he was going on stage and booed him. Throwing his hat into the crowd. He loves the
And you
card.
See the way they fought over that hat. Right?
Precisely.
You booing Precisely. Him. He throws the hat. You fight over it. That was a $100 hat he threw over there, right?
$450.
Oh, so what do we do from here? NBA now. How does Phil Baker detach himself?
Oh, I'm not detaching anything. Summer League's right around the corner.
They will be going right to Summer League.
You got like a couple weeks for that. You got Vegas, Utah, Orlando,
Louisville.
Hey, maybe in the coming years, you never know. I know there's people that are trying to get the Summer League for. I would love to see the Summer League here.
That was so unfair of me. I knew that would be the tease before I got you out of here. That was my rebuttal to your Lonzo Ball joke. People, we can finally run a quick commercial break. Did you know the computers
I heard
were down
about
the
that. So how
time?
Long have you been on
so
for?
So I've been on for about an hour and a half straight.
Oh, man.
Midday with Marcus Maben.
That's why he's paid the big bucks.
Not yet. 8150, 939 is the number on 939 The Ville.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Maben, delivered by Papa John's on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben.
Welcome back. Midday with Marcus Maben, 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I needed this day. This was the most therapeutic day. Coming off the draft, I feel like I was able to go 100% positive. I mean, yes, the baseball team lost, people. I opened the show. I told you a story about my dad going into the shower with the team just to say how proud he was of the team, right?
Easy.
That's exactly. I know. It sounds creepy, but people, it wasn't creepy at all.
Yeah, no, you got to know the story behind that. You're like, yes. My dad went into the shower.
My dad went into the shower to tell everybody, I'm so proud of the way y'all fought. Now, I would not go into the shower with Brendan McKay and Drew Ellis and Dan McDonald and all that stuff. But
you're
I will
not their
say,
dad.
But I will say how proud I was of the run they made, people. The University of Louisville baseball team, I will repeat this one last time. They lost to a TCU team, a number three seed Florida team, and a TCU team that has been to the Elite Eight four consecutive times. These were not poor losses. This was not a disappointing season. This was not a flame out. And I told you, be careful with me if you call me today with any of that crap flame out talk. Or any of that. Well, Dan McDonald should have. He took the bat out of Brendan McKay's hand by letting Drew Ellis swing at it. Oh, the 3-0. Are you kidding me? You don't win college World Series championships by being afraid to unleash a guy who just hit the biggest home run in Louisville baseball history 10 days earlier by taking the bat out of his hand. It just doesn't happen. You don't win, you don't galvanize a baseball team by not going out to the second base and letting the umpire know that he got the call wrong. In a matter of speaking, people, Dan McDonald had to address the umpire and listen. Just because he repeated the name Pamela Martha Focker over and over again, it had to be done. It had to absolutely be done. Listen, the umpire did what he had to do, did what he, you know, had to do. He had to run Dan McDonald. It's all good. Nothing personal. I mean, we're not going to stalk the umpire or anything. We're not going to
John Higgins him.
Wait till I get It's not going to be that on his email. Brian, let me just ask you this. Because I'm in the movie. Right. What's your movie? Sling Blade. Yeah. You know? Yeah. No, but here's the problem. He did what he had to do. The umpire did what he had to do. Brian, when you heard that this, when you heard that the first base judge and the third base judge were the exact same from the foul ball game in Louisville, did that bother you?
It's bad luck. It's bad juju.
Is that what we're gonna call it? Are we just gonna say bad luck, people?
No, it definitely makes you scared.
The same two referees. Umpires, whatever, judges, line judges, from the worst call in the University of Louisville baseball history, just so happened to be the two chosen umpires to work the lines again. Yeah. You think that wouldn't make a coach on edge? Do you know that the first time, I can't think of my pitcher's name, he was 5-0 and 5-1. What was his name?
Nick Bennett.
Nick Bennett, sorry, Nick.
He's a freshman.
Freshman Nick Bennett.
He came into the game 5-0.
Did you see when he didn't get those corners? I mean, you think Dan McDonald doesn't say, this is going to be a crappy day when you don't get that on the line pitch? And let's be honest, all pitches are on the line in baseball, right?
Yeah.
Unless you want to serve up a fat meatball potato right in the middle of the plate and just hope they keep pop flying, right?
Yeah.
That sucked. And those same two umpires working the lines made – it's got to make you uncomfortable about the result. People, Dan McDonald had to get run. But I'm telling you, I hope I didn't scare you off when I said, don't call in here with your secondary quarterback couching. Brian, do you think I've invariably intimidated people who want to talk against the baseball team today?
No, I mean, people are very not shy when they're on the phone because they don't see you face-to-face. So they're not willing. I mean, I don't think you scared people away. I think they're willing to call in.
William B.J. McAllister. Yes.
No relation to Kevin?
Yes. I am $5 poorer. Let's address the elephant in the room. DeJuan Wheat made a bet with me. I made the bet to DeJuan Wheat. I don't know who made the bet, but I lost some money. People, I don't gamble. I thought there was no way in history the Lakers were going to draft Lonzo Ball. That was one big... That was a two-year story in the making. I thought just to spite LeVar Ball, the Lakers were going to draft somebody else. I just watched
that. I would have taken Fox.
I would have taken – there was – I'd have taken Isaac.
I like Ball. I don't know. I like Ball as a player. I think he's going to be a good
player. You can't play on my team shooting jump shots like that. People, between your jump shot form being so trashy – that you can't play on my team because I'm not going to respect you as a shooter forever when you shoot like that, right? Mm-hmm. And people, before you say, yes, Sean Marion is my guy. He's my day one bro, but his jump shot had an excuse. Mm-hmm. Sean Marion broke his hand playing games, right, outside of basketball, and that forced him to adjust the way he shot because he wanted to keep on playing. But between the new rule, if your jump shot looks that broke, you're not allowed to declare for the draft until you get it worked on. No, rule number two, Markelle Fultz, this is the Markelle Fultz rule. If your team wins 9 games, your college team wins 9 basketball games, you're not allowed to declare for the NBA draft. Adam Silver, you can't pick. If you don't start for your team in France, you're not allowed to get drafted. 9 games, 9 wins for Markelle Fultz?
Well, that's what kind of tells me. I mean, and Ben Simmons was the same way. It's kind of one of those things where I personally feel if you're going to be a number one pick, that you alone should be able to get more than 10 wins for your team.
The De'Aaron Fox rule. If we are both top 10 point guards and I lock you down the way he did in the NCAA elite game, you are not allowed to draft a guard that got murdered over another guard in the top 10. Mm-hmm. The Fox rule, the Fultz rule, and the – who else did I make a rule designing? 9 wins?
You can throw Simmons in there. Ben Simmons.
Did he have 9 wins?
No, he didn't have 9, but he didn't make the tournament. They didn't even go to the NCAA tournament. They went to the NIT.
No, I won't do a tournament rule. But he didn't play in that tournament, did he?
No.
I know that's right.
That's what I'm saying. The last 2 number one picks didn't even play in the NCAA tournament.
And didn't affect their team's win or loss record one bit.
Boy, but if you're the number one pick, I think you should be able to account for enough wins to be able to get to the NCAA tournament
alone. At least be on the bubble.
Alone. Yeah.
At least be on the bubble. Boy, I'm telling you, Amadou Diallo, I'm going to be watching that. I'm going to be watching that from afar. Because I don't know, man. Looking at this draft, looking at the guy whose name just said United States underneath. Right?
What, Terrence Ferguson?
Terrence Ferguson. When you get drafted and your thing just says USA, right?
He went straight from high school over to
that means,
overseas.
That means the game is messed up.
Yeah.
And I would like, I can't even, point being, the Dan McDonald conversation was great. Don't call in today with your bashing of the University of Louisville baseball program. Pay your $10 next year to get your tickets. Prices got to go up. The man's making repeat trips to the World Series. I'm okay. I'm okay with that cost. I'm okay with my man Donovan Mitchell getting drafted at a nice Utah spot. I'd rather have the number of a top lottery pick. Let me ask you this, Brian. I just thought about that. Would you rather have him went outside the lottery and be a place where we can see him play, or have lottery pick Donovan Mitchell out in Utah? 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Do you feel like you're missing out by Donovan Mitchell getting drafted by Utah or Denver trading to Utah?
So are you saying that
Donovan
would we rather
16,
him be at Utah at 4, you know, 13, or would we rather him go like 17 or 18 to
Chicago,
the Pacers?
Yeah, right.
Where they're close.
Yes.
I personally would rather...
Because having your guard go from second round to lottery pick is huge.
I think from a university standpoint, obviously, getting in the lottery is a big deal. It's something that, you know, Patino can use down the road in recruiting. You know, I have this many lottery picks or whatever. And so from a university standpoint, I think it's better that he went in the lottery. From a personal standpoint, for his sake and for my sake, I wish that he would go to a team like the Pacers or the Bulls.
I
personally think even you kind of look at both of those teams, though, and they're both going into major rebuilds.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. That's a 50-50 ball. Like I said, I wanted to clean up the last bit is Dan McDonald, because tomorrow, listen, who knows? Maybe I'll get mad at him.
What I was going to say, though, is if he ended up at a team like the Bulls of several years ago,
right,
when they had, you know, were in their prime with, and they... You know, I'd rather him be there because he's going to be on a contender.
Even if
he's going to
pick 20?
Yeah.
I need lotteries. People, this will be my last opportunity. Not my very last opportunity, but the end of the week. Who knows what stories come out of the weekend? I promised myself I was going to do this. I promised. Yeah, I mean, he deserved it. 100%, people. This is the most candid of a Dan McDonald at the end of the season. A little bit of angst. But very, very proud of this man and what he's accomplished.
That's what we want to do as a program. We want to stare the line down and run towards it. And so obviously God's given me a lot of strength to be able to put on the line, to be courageous, to be willing to fight. Doesn't mean I'm perfect. Once again, made a mistake.
What'd you say, Dan?
Obviously I lost my cool and just fought for my guy.
Come on, Dan McDonald. We know what you said, Pamela Martha Focker. Just admit it. We're okay with it. We can tolerate it.
Knowing the point of the game and how valuable that base was, and but I'm never gonna stand behind a camera and blame an umpire or anything like that. That's not the reason we lost. I don't know if I should have been thrown out, but that's not my call to make. That's their call to make. And, definitely fought for my guys and just wanted to stick up for them because, like I said, they put it on the line.
Were you surprised you were headed back to dugout at the play?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm not an expert in this, so I don't,
Have you been ejected before?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah. I think 2010 might have been my last ejection, and I'm just saddened that I don't want that to be. I got no ego about it.
I can do that. Yes, you have an ego. I will get to this caller in the middle of this conversation. People, it's easy to control it. Maybe we got a little bit of a baseball. Eric, thanks for joining me on 93.9. We stopped the interview to find out what's on your mind.
Marcus, I just wanted to answer your question that you'd asked real quick. I knew it was at the end of the show.
That's cool.
I would have rather him been a lottery pick because me as a sports fan, I'm a Louisville fan through and through. But my pro sports, I'm a Spurs fan and a 49ers fan. So I don't get to see everything all the time anyway.
Right.
So I follow his career, Trez, Terry, everybody that I follow in the NBA is all at other places anyway. I'd rather the draft pick be a lottery pick instead of him being at the Pacers or something, even though I would love to go see him play for the Pacers. So, the other thing I wanted to say is just congrats to the baseball team. They had a good season, some bad calls yesterday, and they fought, and we are going to win a championship in baseball. It's just going to take some time, but I truly believe in us that we're going to win. And so, thank you.
No, listen, Eric, I appreciate the call. I mean, who is it that said it's not Schnellenberger, I believe? He said it's not a matter of if Louisville will win this national championship in football, but when. And I think with this baseball team, that's exactly what happens.
We're on a collision course with the national championship. The only variable is time.
It's not an if. It's just a win. A little bit more Dan McDonald.
People can tweet or write or whatever they want to say about it. I just want to take the emphasis off the kids, the talent. They just lost to a national seed, great team in TCU who's been here 4 years in a row. And I'd rather the emphasis be on the game, how well pitched it was, how well played it was, how close it was. That we had great crowd. I know we had the rival, the NBA draft, and that's not easy when you come from Louisville, Kentucky. But hopefully a lot of people back home and in the state of Kentucky watched it and enjoyed a great college baseball game.
Did you think you said a magic word?
I don't even know what the magic word is, honestly. I just know.
Now, you see what just happened right there? You see? Now, when these guys flip out on the – when Dan McDonald flips out on a reporter, right, I just told you I don't know if I should have been ejected. I don't want – this discussion to be about what I said or did not say to the official. I don't know what the magic word is. I don't know if I should have got a run. This team is an excellent team that fought his heart out. I don't want any of the focus to be on the ejection. So, Coach McDonald, do you think that the ejection, stop. Dude, stop it. Bravo to Dan McDonald for keeping his poise. I just told you I didn't want to talk about my ejection to be the part of the story.
Well, I guess I'll ask you another question about the ejection.
Emotional. I always say things that I'm sure are not the nicest things to say, but you just run out there. You're not going to get the call overturned, unfortunately. You're just sticking up for your guys. And lots of times you just read the body language of your guys and you want to stick up for them. So
I thought that was a very, very important part of this conversation. I said it earlier. I say it again. I didn't think this team that showed – I think the team that showed up to play Florida was definitely – Florida was first, right? Yes?
Yes.
Florida was first. Wait, no.
Florida was number three.
Wait a minute. Who did Louisville play first out there?
Oh, Texas A&M.
Texas A&M,
yes. And then they lost to Florida.
I was saying that the team that showed up to play Texas A&M was the Kentucky team. It was the team – They were really engaged in an energetic way. Like, they were bringing it. I think the Florida game took so much air out of their sails because they thought they were the better team. Louisville thought they were the better team and thought they got it. I'm not going to say they thought they got a couple of bad breaks of bad luck. They know they should have won that game. I think the air got taken out of the University of Louisville baseball sails when they lost against Florida because they knew how hard their work was to be, you know, to be coming up almost. I thought the team that was out there against TCU was just waiting on something good to happen. Dan McDonald talks about, you know, staring down the lion and chasing the lion. I didn't think they did that like they normally do. Like, they competed. They grinded. They competed. There's no criticism in what we're saying. I just think a little subconscious doubt creeped in against the TCU team after the loss to Florida. I thought that was a really important, you know, aspect. And, you know, in the personality, Dan McDonald noticed the same thing, thought he could fire up the team. Dan McDonald's unconventional ways open him up to criticism when he applies those. You know, lineup changes, you know, pitching decisions, you know, decides when the ejection is necessary. He still was going to have to win a couple of more games. So this wasn't a cop out. This was a calculated move by Dan McDonald, and normally these moves work.
You know, that's, I was just sticking up for Ryan
Summers. Where did you have a view of that?
I don't have the best angle of it, but just thought he got tagged on the shoulder or the head. And I'll be honest with you, when the crowd made the noise it made, it was kind of like as if that they saw the review and they were frustrated with it. So that just added to my frustration, I'm sure.
Do you think that should be put under the conditions for a review?
You know what? I think they'll talk about it. I mean, we seem to follow Major League Baseball. You know, I think the NCAA is always looking to improve and get better, and I don't see why the coaches wouldn't want, replay. We've already got it now, so I'm sure they might extend it. I never want replay to be about showing an umpire up. I've said it many times publicly. I think umpires do the best job, no disrespect to other sports, but how many calls they have to make in a game? I mean, it's got to be the 300 plus pitches, all the bang bang plays, and most of the time they're right. I mean, you know, I think they do a great job, but they're human.
Now, I think that was as honorable as possible. There's a little bit of minutia left on that Dan McDonald interview, but it was gracious. It was gracious. I couldn't be any more proud of the way they represented themselves the entire year. It's easy to find the one thing in 15 years, the three things in 15 years that brings a little bit of embarrassment to a university and talk about it all day. That's my thought on the general idea of what the media has been as of late. This is something that you can be as proud of as anything. Now, people, before I get out of here, let me just point you to one direction. Tony Williams pointed me to this direction. I will point to you to this direction. Summerfest 2017, Sports and Motivation Future Star Youth Day Camp. Saturday, June 24th, starts at 9 a.m. People, Chickasaw Park, guest instruction, guest motivation, for your children, 9 o'clock, Chickasaw Park, June 24th. You got some kids, you're looking for an activity to get them involved with, this is something for you to do. I mean, this summer, we're always looking for things to get involved with. You can register at superhoopallstar@gmail.com. Speakers, trainers, players of your community are going to be out there. Think of something you might want to try out. Summerfest 2017. Sports and Motivation Future Star Youth Day Camp. Shout out Mr. Tony Williams. If he's involved with it, it's some good things to do. Again, people, great day for the University of Louisville. Even coming off a baseball loss, I'm so proud. It's my quarterback. It's my pitcher. Donovan Mitchell, congratulations, and thank you for wearing those socks. Put on for your city, Playboy. Make it happen. That was more of a Donovan Mitchell off the air, I'd give him a bro hug right now and say, I really enjoyed what you brought to the table today. I enjoyed what we were able to do this week. People, positivity is amongst us. It is moving around the corner. Don't tear down my show. Let us be great. Steve Rummage, stop spending money. You better ball, because I'm going to clown you if you don't ball in this All-Star game this weekend. Represent 93.9 The Ville. Steve Rummage, Midday with Marcus Maven. 8150 is always the number. 93.9 is always the station on 93.9 The Ville.